O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Not to us, but to your name give glory. Psalm 115, verses 12 to 18. The Lord has been mindful of us, and he will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great together. May the Lord increase you more and more, you and your children after you. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heaven of heavens is the Lord's, but he entrusted the earth to its peoples. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor all those who go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth forevermore. Hallelujah. Not to us, but to your name give glory. A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 18. By the humility and gentleness of Christ I appeal to you, I, Paul, who am timid when face to face with you, but bold towards you when away. I beg you that when I come I may not have to be as bold as I expect to be towards some people who think that we live by the standards of this world. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments of and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. You are judging by appearances. If anyone is confident that they belong to Christ, they should consider again that we belong to Christ just as much as they do. Even so, if I boast somewhat freely about the authority the Lord gave us for building you up rather than tearing you down, I will not be ashamed of it. I do not want to be seen to be trying to frighten you with my letters. For some say his letters are weighty and forceful, but in person he is unimpressive and his speaking amounts to nothing. Such people should realize that what we are in our letters when we are absent, we will be in our actions when we are present. We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. We, however, will not boast beyond proper limits, but will confine our boasting to a sphere of service God himself has assigned to us, a sphere that also includes you. We are not going too far in our boasting, as would be the case if we had not come to you, for we did not get as far with you with the gospel of Christ. Neither do we go beyond our limits by boasting of work done by others. Our hope is that as your faith continues to grow, our sphere of activity among you will greatly expand, so that we can preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. For we do not want to boast about work already done in someone else's territory. But let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. For it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends. Not to us, but to your name give glory. 2nd century bishop Melito of Sardis wrote, "Nature trembled and said with astonishment, 'What new mystery is this? The judge is judged and remains silent. The invisible one is seen and does not hide himself. The incomprehensible one is comprehended and does not resist. The unmeasurable one is measured and does not struggle. The one beyond suffering suffers and does not avenge himself. The immortal one dies and does not refuse death. What new mystery is this? Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Father God, open our eyes, stir our hearts, and teach us how to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with you this day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We choose to rejoice today in God's creativity and power, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 8. When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think about them? O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we think about the day ahead, what can we do to loose the chains of injustice for others? How can we set the oppressed free? How can we share our food with the hungry? We ask you, Holy Spirit, to help us to see the injustice that other human beings are experiencing and to equip us to do something about it. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, may your light break forth like the dawn in our nation. We are broken in so many ways. May your healing come quickly. We feel vulnerable right now, so please go before us, cover our backs, and be our rear guard too. May your will be done. May your kingdom come in our nation, Lord. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In the light of the morning, Lord, we glorify your name. May the mystery of your incarnation shine through the complexities of this day, so that in all we do, your name might be praised. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.